5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are listening to Flowing with Famous, your Fresno podcast, where we talk about everything cool and awesome and not in Fresno. And I am Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater. And with me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network Podcast. Mike.
I'm here. That's me. Hello, Josh. Hello. Welcome back.
We made it to another month.
Yay.
We're in July.
That was a long break for us. It felt like it. I know life is just... Yeah. You can't judge time anymore. Time and space is too hard to judge. It feels like it's been like 3 months since we podcasted last, but
it totally feels like that. And yet, it's weird because I sort of feel like every week is the same, you know. And like to week, it feels like the week just goes by. Like, what happened? It was just Monday. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, it feels like the otherwise time is just weird. Feels like the went took forever to get by. I was gonna say I know that we're in July because and I haven't heard any fireworks today yet.
You'll hear them tonight.
But for the past 3 weeks, two weeks, sent fireworks, and then last night it was like a war zone.
4th of July was crazy.
That's like what Vietnam.
I know. I wasn't getting that. The whole build up to it, everyone was talking about fireworks and it's become like a conspiracy theory and all that. And I wasn't getting that. It felt like normal to me, the normal amount of fireworks I hear to me. But 4th of July was insane. Like, it had to be because of shelter in place and there weren't any shows around. Everybody was home lighting things off, apparently.
Well, so they were, and they were lighting illegal fireworks off. Yeah. I mean, so I went out into the tower and there were literally people shooting off, you know, Roman candles or whatever they call those things, like in the neighborhood, straight up, like tree neighborhoods. They were just shooting them off. And then I rode my bike and I rode back from the tower down Fulton, like into
crazy.
And on all sides, fireworks in the neighborhood everywhere. Like in the sky, I could see them because they were launching air. But everywhere. And just the whole, and you know, probably from 9:30, 8, 9-ish until midnight. Just, you know, constant.
Right.
And then from midnight until, you know, 2 or whatever, less so. And then, you know, now I haven't heard anything yet, but it'll probably be back.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go.
No, I was saying, how big of a nerd am I that I have no idea where people get illegal fireworks? Like, no idea. I never talked to anyone's like, hey man, I got these fireworks, you want to buy some? Like, I don't, no idea where people get them from. I mean, I have no interest in getting them, so maybe I'm not asking, but it's like, there's just thousands of illegal fireworks everywhere, and I see no evidence of how to acquire them.
So, back in the day, the way that people I knew, and I won't say me myself, although people I knew, would be anytime you were in a place where there were legal fireworks that you could buy, you would get some. So if you were someone who went to Mexico or you were someone who went to, you know, Montana or wherever, you would just buy a bulk of these things and then bring them back. And so, I assume that's probably a thing, but with, you know, the shelter in place, like no one's traveling. So were these just all here anyway? It's weird because the same thing. Like, ask me right now, like, hey, dude, let's go get some illegal fireworks shoot off tonight. I'd be like, well,
I don't know how to find that.
Like,
dude.
And I don't know how to find. I would not know where to find.
Should
drugs.
I like? Should I slip a $5 bill to the legal fireworks stand people and be like, hey, man, we're going to get the real stuff.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. But some of these, I mean, some of them were just straight up the kind of stuff that you would see coming off of like an actual fireworks display.
Right. At, yeah.
You know? I mean, this was like real deal stuff. I didn't hear a lot of like the Whistling Pete's or any of the like.
Realize that. I did not hear the Whistling Pete's really that much. You didn't hear
any of that.
Those explosions.
Ba-boom.
Yeah.
Like 2 nights ago, I swear, and you know, I don't really, but I thought I heard a machine gun. Because it was like, And I'm like, wow. And I assume it's fireworks because I assume.
It just makes me feel better by saying, don't worry, those are fireworks.
I don't want to assume that someone's just driving through my neighborhood shooting a machine gun, although that could be the case too. But it looked like the fire department was busy last night.
Yeah, they had 70 plus calls last night for fires that mostly, firework related fires. It's like, they had everybody working and they couldn't, they had to shut off going to anybody, unless you're having a heart attack, they would not come to your house for a medical emergency. I'm glad that the police department's funded, but the fire department's not, and like, great.
Well, and it's interesting. So I was wondering about that. Okay. So, you light off illegal fireworks, like, how do they, I would like to know how they enforce that.
Do you just like have to write up that address? You must like, okay, we know it came from this address. Whoever owns this house is getting a ticket. Like,
right. And I think it's probably like that kind of thing where it's like, it's all based on somebody turning someone in, or like maybe the police, because I did see a lot of police like driving, especially kind of right before sundown, a lot of driving around. So it could be that the police were kind of like going through the neighborhoods, and then if they saw something, then they would, so that could be one way. Or I assume that people are probably calling in and being like, hey man, my neighbors are setting off all these illegal fireworks.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, well, do you know the address? And then I bet it's like that. And maybe they don't even go out there. Maybe they just send them a ticket.
And there was, and there was a line to call. There was a phone line to call. And we had somebody behind us on the street behind us. It may have been two streets behind us, setting off like, the legit, Fresno Grizzly Stadium things. And we're like, we could call. But like, what are we going to tell them? Like, well, look in the look amongst those 10 houses that could have been.
Right. Like, it could be. Right. It's in, I think, this part of. But I'll tell you, I mean, down here, it must have been like, I don't even know where they were coming from, because it's like there's not a lot of houses down here, but there were just, it was everywhere, like even in the neighborhoods around here. So it was an interesting night, let's say. And bad for anyone who had
animals that like to breathe the air, and
anyone with PTSD, anyone who I know, I've met some people who are vets, and they were just they leave on 4th of July because they're like, they can't I mean,
like, where do you imagine? Go, you have to go in the middle of the woods, or like
right I think so. Well, that was Craig when he had Peeve. I guess Peeve was all, and so that's what they would do. He would just go up, and eventually he just started staying up there, because he would like take him up there and then drive back and whatever. But he was like, it's still going at 2 o'clock in the morning, so they would just,
it doesn't stop, all night. But our dog, luckily, we've never had that situation with the dogs we've had, and our current lab, he's been fine, except for last night when those big ones, grizzly style stadium ones, went off. He was freaked out. That was the first time I've seen him freaked out about fireworks. And I know everybody had, like, we have one of our best friends they'd have Weinerheimers, and they would just find, you could put them in a cement cell, and they would still find a way to, like, bolt, you know? Like, they're so freaked out. Yeah. You know, they're just... What can you do about that? I mean, could you, in Fresno, could you conceive at all a possibility of making fireworks across the board illegal, given our air, given the fire department's stretch to the max?
I mean, they could do it. They could do it. Now, whether or not that would stop people.
Right. That's it wouldn't stop the ones that cause the most problem are the illegal ones. Not the illegal ones you buy at a fireworks stand. It's those illegal ones that cause the problems, and you're not going to stop them by banning fireworks in Fresno.
Right.
So, what do you do? I
think a lot of people would be like, you know, you would get a lot of pushback from all of the clubs and stuff that have their, you know, that are like, these are major fundraisers for us and that kind of thing. But, you know, I think, you know, especially hearing like yesterday, in, you know, looking through my social media and stuff and like seeing how people reacted, I think next year people might be okay with it. Like, people would be all right with, like, let's not have fireworks, please, because we can't seem to do it in a reasonable manner.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's tough because I went and support, like, the one I at least go to, there's three of them I sort of try to spread around to, and one is the Cal Ripken League, the Bullard Cal Ripken League. Yeah. You'll usually have one. The soccer, the Bullard area soccer will have one, and then the Bullard Band always has one across from Whole Foods there on Shaw, and that's the Bullard Band one. So I always like to go to all those, or at least one of them, and support them. But maybe it's just time to find a new thing that's not firework. Like, it's got to be a pain in the ass to do that anyway, you know, to set that whole thing up and to be there for a week doing that stuff. It's like, I don't know.
It seems really
to be worth it
to me, you know. And I think in a normal year, when we could get and have like community stuff, I think it would be fine to like cancel fireworks except for, you know, the Grizzlies. If you get a permit, let's say the Grizzlies could do it, or Buchanan, they could, or, you know, Clovis could do their Freedom Fest or whatever. And so you could have the big stuff, and that's where people would go, and they could see all the fireworks there. And then, you know, on your own, you just got to deal with it. And I think that would be fine. But because we can't, I mean, or maybe we can, maybe it's fine that once a year, or in our case, twice a year, because New Year's is kind of
just as bad now. Probably illegal,
You know. But yeah, you know, a couple times a year, you just get to go hog wild and blow shit up and whatever. I wouldn't say like I was ever scared. You know, like I wasn't like, oh my god, my house is gonna burn down. You know, I have a cat. My cat hid. That's fine. So, you know, I wasn't really all that put out by it. But it's still kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy to walk around and feel like you're in a war zone.
I think we should be at a point where, I don't know how this would be handled, but maybe at least, maybe it's not something that needs to be voted on. Maybe it just is something that the council could do, but somebody to put it up there for a vote in they wouldn't be able to make it this November, but the next election after this one, be like, just like a proposition to be banned, and see what that vote would be.
Yeah. Well, I think probably the city council could do it. And it seems like maybe I know it's been floated around before. I want to say Mark, maybe last year or something, or somebody, you know, kind of put it out. Like, hey, man, isn't it time?
I do remember that. Yeah, it must have been Mark.
You know, everything else. Like, isn't it time to just kind of maybe say, hey, guys, let's not do this. And after this year, you know, it would be interesting to see what the, you know, statistics are from, like, police department, fire department, or not. There really were more, like, you know, reports this year compared to other years or not. Because, you know... it would be interesting to see. And then you could say, well, like, man, if it keeps on like this, we're going to need to do something.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little torn on it, but I would side on the right now. I would side on no fireworks. But right. I also see the point, like kind of like you're saying, like, let's have one day. It's going to be crazy, but whatever. Right. But the illegal stuff is what bugs me. It's the stuff right. that set off in the street. It's I don't see that being outside of the smoke.
Yeah.
I don't.
Right. Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody float it out there. I'd like to see the temperature. Yeah. Take the temperature of the city and see where, you know, what the numbers
where we
are
all land. I like me some fireworks. You know, I went and saw a couple of years ago Grizzlies fireworks,
mm-hmm.
and they're awesome. Real fun. And, you know, I grew up in Kingsburg, and every year they had it again too. And so, you know, it's cool. It's kind of a thing, and I think it's good to have those kind of traditions of, like, this is what we do every year. But at the same time, when people take it to extremes,
gone a while, and of course with the coronavirus all kinds of stuff happens from week to week, and the last time we talked we were shelter in place, and in between the last time we talked things opened up, and now we're back to shelter in place again because things are getting crazy. So are you scared to go out? Like, you follow the numbers better than I do. I mean, it feels like Fresno, like, it seems like Fresno has a lot of cases, but nobody's dying, knock on wood. I mean, I'm sure people
yes and no.
Yeah.
So we do have a lot of cases. So first of all, everything is like the numbers across the board have just kind of, like, I don't want to use this word skyrocketed, but they've definitely gone up. We're setting daily records, like, all the time now. And that's not only for case numbers, but that's also, like, for, you know, the percentage of people who are, like, there's more positive tests, but there's also the percentage of tests is the positive test is, you know, going up. Hmm. The percentage of, you know, the number of deaths has increased. The number of hospitalizations has increased. The number of, like, you know, ICU beds that are being used, like, all that stuff is going up. So
nothing's flatlining or going down, basically.
No. And, you know, there is some of that. You know, some people are like, well, but we're testing more, so obviously there's going to be more cases. And that's true. But the percentage is going up, you know.
Right. So it's not if the percentage is going up, then that's a stat.
And I don't know what the numbers are, but they're higher than what the state has said they should be for us opening.
Mm-hmm.
And why they've sort of reverted back to, you know, closing things down is because now we're at that spot again where our hospitals are at, you know, getting toward capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, if we do have a huge surge at any given time, we're going to be overrun, and,
right.
you know, which is what they were trying to stop in the first place, and which I guess they did. They prolonged that,
mm-hmm.
I suppose. But now it's like, you know, so we had bars, we had restaurants and gyms open, and then we had bars open. Bars were open maybe, I guess, a week maybe before they got shut down again. And then restaurants have now also been pulled back, shut down, you know, whatever. So, and I think that's just because
patio only, I think. I think you could still eat on a patio.
I think it's indoor dining only. But I would have to look. And I mean, that's also one of the problems with all of this is that, you know, they make these announcements and it sort of gets reported. And this is kind of media problem and it's just because it's the stuff is happening so quick and, you know, changing all the time. But, you know, bars, they just make these announcements and there's not a whole lot of details behind them. And then, you know, then so then people are like, well, how come this restaurant's open, or how come this winery's open, or how come this blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, because they're kind of going through this loophole thing, you know, whatever. But I kind of feel like the – so for bars, if for example, like I don't think bars probably should have been open at the time they should be that they were open anyway. But I think the real problem was that people weren't doing even what they were supposed to be doing to get the bars open. You know what I'm saying? Right. So like there were rules, specific rules. So for instance, like bars could be open, but you couldn't have people at the bar proper. Like you couldn't, people couldn't sit at the bar and order drinks, right? They had to like take drink, whatever. You couldn't have music that was over a certain decibel level because they didn't want people like yelling. Okay, cool. Was that happening at places? Some of them, sure. Some of them, not so much. You know, like immediately the day or a day after, you know, I talked to several people and they were like, yeah, walked by Bobby's and people were out at the just sitting at the bar and music was blaring and, you know. So I feel like part of the thing it was, you know, they opened those things too soon, maybe. But part of it was people weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing, right. You know? I mean, A, wearing masks, cool. I mean, that in itself is a problem because for some stupid reason, we can't even, you
just
know,
wear a mask.
Agree that that's a thing, right? So if we can't agree, you know, to wear a mask, the simplest thing, how are we going to, how are, you know, is a bar not going to let people sit at the bar or, and so there were several places in the tower that I, you know, heard, I haven't gone out because I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But I heard from some people that, yeah, this is just back to business as normal, you know, like some places weren't asking you to wear a mask. They weren't wearing masks, just kind of back to business as usual. And it's like, that's the problem, you know. It's like that's the thing that we can't do unless we want to have what happened, you know. So, and bars are bitching about it and restaurants are bitching about it. And it's like, well, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. It's like the business is designed, like the way that those things are structured happens to coincide with the worst possible places to be to not get this thing, you know? So it's like
be in an enclosed building.
Closed building
where people are social and
talking
loudly and all close together, and then add to the fact that you're sort of forcing a person to work there and bring you stuff. It's just
you know, and so it's just so I feel bad, you know. I feel bad for you know, I know a guy who owns a bar, and you know, I had talked to him just before they were reopening, and he was like, yeah, if it had gone another month, I probably would have just sold my liquor license. So that's like a real thing, you know. Like there are places that aren't going to make it, and then you know you talk to people, you know, who aren't working right now because, you know, but at the same time, for me, I, you know, feel like I'm not going to go to a bar and have someone like essentially like risk their health to bring
so I can enjoy a bar outside or a beer somewhere else.
Right. I'll drink at home, you know, and I've gone to Zach's and picked stuff up, you know, as safely as I can do. But yeah, I'm not going to put people and the same thing with a restaurant, you know, like, I have gotten food to go, and I think that's really, I think that's what you should be doing, because we need to be supporting each other, like everyone should be supporting everyone as much as possible. But man, I don't think I would feel comfortable. You know, there's that picture, I don't know if you saw, I don't know where it was. It's like a meme that's being shown around, but it's like essentially, you know, four women sitting at a table and their server is serving them and he's like head to toe.
Oh, yeah. He's all decked out and they're just like, well, and they're can I get like, more ice with it? Can I get a glass of ice with this?
And to me, that's like, that just kind of explains, that shows it to me, where it's just like, oh man, come on. You know, whether or not there's what we can do, like, you know, legally or whatever, what we will be allowed to do, and then there's what we should do. Right. And I'm not sure what we should do is be going out right now. So
hey, it's going to be a while, feels like now. Like, it's just, you know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. You know, if they get a handle on the numbers and they start kind of chilling out or you know, going back down, I think that maybe, you know, maybe by the end of the summer we can, you know, start, you know, seeing. But I really don't know. Yeah. Now I have no clue.
You know? Right. Yeah. Who knows now? It's just.
Because I really didn't think they would reclose things, you know.
I thought they were just going to be like, we're riding this out, and we're all just going to have to eat it and figure it out.
So, you know, in some ways, I think, obviously, you know, people losing money and not being able to work and all that stuff is horrible. But, you know, I think it was like, 112 people died across the, you know, from Merced to Tulare County, like our region or whatever. I think it was 112 people in June that died, you know. In Fresno, it was like 30-something, you know. I mean, it was a big number of people who, these aren't just the people who are getting sick. And, you know, there's probably a lot of stories about people getting sick and how horrible that's also been, because I think it's a horrible thing just to get sick. But
yeah, I don't, know, we need to talk about that more, because I think so many people are, you know, walking around like they're teenagers thinking like, well, I'm not gonna get sick,
right?
Or if I get sick, it's like the flu. I could get sick for a couple weeks. But yeah, this thing is jacking up people, like forever jacking up people, like even if they survive it and they're like seemingly okay afterwards, they're they're going to have to deal with it for the rest of their lives in some shape or form.
Yeah. I was just reading something the other day that was someone talking about how, you know, it was like months, you know, it would be like, oh, I feel fine. And then suddenly one day it would be like, oh my God, what happened? Am I sick? And it's like, you didn't get it again. It's just the same sort of like, you know, so, you know, it's a pandemic. It's like, you know, this is a big deal. So we need to start treating it like a big deal. At least put on some.
We have to get back to what we were doing a couple months ago and then just support where we can support and stay home whenever we can possibly do so and wear a mask.
However, like, people were afraid of this thing early on, that's how they should be feeling now.
We're just too accustomed to it now. It's just like, yeah, this is life now. I mean...
Before, like, I think early on, it was, they did the right thing, which is like we ramped it up quick, telling people like gotta be afraid of it, gotta like whatever. But I think what happened was everyone was afraid of it, and then nothing happened. So they're like, well, what the fuck am I afraid of? And then so that now when they really do need to be afraid of it, they're not, because when we told them to be afraid of it before, nothing happened. So they now assume like, oh, nothing's gonna happen. I got a little bit freaked out before and nothing happened. So anyway, it's you know, it's a struggle, man. Mental health wise, I think more than anything, you know, because it's like I felt this where it's like anything that you know, oh man, I'm hot today for some reason. What's going on? Do I have a fever? You know, my back. Ooh,
right.
My,
everything. Every day it's like, wait, what is this? Is that it?
You know, right. And so it's like, oh, well, I need to go do this thing, but I don't know. I'm not feeling quite
right.
You know, And you know, normally that's probably something, you know, you normally I would chalk up to, oh man, I slept wrong and I got up and like whatever. But now it suddenly takes on this whole other air of like, well, oh, I don't know. And if I go out, am I infecting people? And
yeah.
So that's been rough for me. In fact, the other day, we've been doing this training, martial arts training in the park, and weapons kind of stuff. So it's like it's distanced. We all have masks on. It's outside. It's as safe, I think, as we can do it. I was like, I'm feeling a little weird. So I just didn't go. I was like, I'm not gonna go today because you know who knows. Yeah. And like that's as safe as. I feel like that's very safe the way that we're doing it. But at the same time, I was like, if for some reason, you know, I do have it, I don't want to, you know, be anywhere around people. So, and I suppose I could go get tested. Have you been tested?
No. I mean, I haven't had, you know, I haven't had anything reason to. Right. So, But yeah, I don't even know nobody I know of people that have gotten it, but I haven't nobody and I'm direct contact with it all has gotten it that I'm aware of that they're aware of. But
yeah, I know some people. I've seen some people sharing their you know, Kyle Lowe. Uh-huh. You know who Kyle?
Yeah.
So Kyle Lowe went and got tested, and he actually did like this video thing, which I thought was pretty cool. He didn't actually get to show it because they wouldn't let him, but he kind of documented the whole process of going out there and doing the whole thing. And there's some other people. Yeah, I think Ed Stewart.
I think Corin.
Corin. So. Hager. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, in some ways. I'm
Got tested. I don't know.
Got tested. You know, and it's free. So, I mean, in some ways, it's like, well, I guess maybe everyone should go get tested. I just haven't done it. But, you know, if another little moment like this comes up where it's like, I don't feel, I might just do it anyway, just for the peace of mind
or just to know. Whatever. I'm wondering if you take a straight corona test to see if you have it, does it tell you if you did have it before or do you have to take two different tests to see if you... had it already or
I think that's two different tests. I think I think one's like a blood thing, could take test for the antibodies or something in your blood. But that would be nice, right? Because I'd like to know, because maybe I did have it and I just, you know, and it so it'd be nice.
Everybody watch out for each other, wear your mask, just wear not your that mask. Hard
Be safe.
Let's take a break.
Oh, you want to take a break? It's about time.
Let's band take a of the break. Episode.
All right. So this one is kind of tangentially Fresno. Okay. So the band is a band that was put together by Omar Rodriguez Lopez, who is most famously from the Mars Volta, right? Is that the band that he's?
Yeah. Mars Volta, or at the drive-in, maybe he was too. I don't know.
Yeah. At the drive-in, Mars Volta, some other one. So he recently put together a group and went and recorded a series of recordings called the Clouds Hill Tapes, and there's several parts, and I think part one is available now and part two might be available soon. And the reason that we get to play this is because part of the band consists of Audrey Paris Johnson, who is a drummer from Fresno, super awesome, and plays in, I don't know, how many bands is she in?
Seems like she's in like four. Like she's like you. She's a drummer version of Josh.
Yeah, I mean, she's in a bunch of bands. So most famously, I think, Fatty Cakes and the Puff Pastries. She also played for the Dirty Limbs for the Dirty Limbs. And is it the 1800s? Is she the drummer?
Sounds maybe.
And probably several. Oh, Squid Ink is another band that, mm-hmm. that she played in. So prolific. Been around forever. She was in a band called Needy Evie back in
the day. Yes.
And probably a bunch of others that I'm missing, but she's just super great drummer. Somehow got invited to be, and I don't know the whole story, and someday we should get it, because that would be, it's probably a really good story, but went and helped record this project with him, and it is out now. So let's go ahead and play a track. Cool stuff. That's good. I love when that kind of stuff happens.
President's getting in on the national. National.
Really, yeah, that's a really cool thing. And definitely, I feel like she's one of the, like, you know, just one of these people who has been so consistent in playing, you know, being in bands and doing that, but also just the support of the community, I feel like. And really just being out there and doing good by Fresno. So, way to go, Audrey. Congratulations on that. Really good.
Yeah.
So.
I have a question for you.
I mean,
actually producer Becky, sparked this question. We've had, all the Black Lives Matter movement, and it's become a huge thing, and we've done some stuff here in Fresno, and one of the things that's been happening all across the country and different parts of the world is where statues of people that have, you know, links to something bad have been taken down and stuff. Chief Dyer has a statue inside the fairgrounds. You can't get to it necessarily because it's, you know, within the fairgrounds, it's all locked up. Do you think if that statue was in a public place, open public place in Fresno, do you think that would be, would something to happen to have happened to
well, cactus? Did you see the, I want to say it's the...
Oh, the raisin did that. Yeah, raisin? I think it was the raisin. It was like...
He had a little meme about it, like, yeah.
Or it was either the raisin or the, what's the other guy or other person that does that onion style stuff.
Yeah.
But...
somebody did it and it was really cool. Man, I don't... You know, I don't think we haven't seen that level of like the destructive part of it here yet. Mm-hmm. So I would tend to say no. And I also think that like, I don't know if he's, you know, the right target, you know, for it.
I think in some circles he certainly is, but
I mean, I would think that, you know, and I don't know. I think the Bee did a story at one point about like Confederate monuments and stuff that are up around the area, and there are, and I think those would probably be more likely to be targeted just because that's generally, you know. So I mean, I don't know. That's a very good question.
You got to at least think it would be defamed of some maybe, sort or something.
Yeah.
Even before all this.
Well, you know, so there was the... Remember when that kid got busted for chalking up the memorial down in the courthouse park? It's like the law enforcement memorial down there, and he wrote something on it. And in chalk, and he got busted. It was during, like... maybe the Occupy protests that were happening.
Oh, before. Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, it has happened before, not in that way. But the other thing is, I don't think we have a lot of those kind of monuments around. Like, in the way that...
California, you know, like, I can't...
Yeah, well, California, yeah.
Well, they had the mission.
We have, you know, statues and stuff, but it's like David of Sassoon. Like, who even knows, like, you know, why would you... tearing that down or you know, I don't know, whatever it is, the washer, I don't know, whatever the stuff.
Well, there's some out front of Celland Arena, like sports figures and
sports figures and yeah, right. So we have like that kind of stuff. I don't think we don't have, I mean, not that I know of. And again, maybe I'm, you know, if there are people who are listening right now and want to correct me, please do, because I'd be interested to know. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we have the kind of, you know, monument. Yeah,
iconic kind of thing that
a lot of other places do. So, you know, but yeah, I don't know, man. It is, in this climate, it is crazy to think that the Fresno Fair has a giant, you know, a RoboCop.
Yeah. The thing is crazy, man.
It's in some ways, it's a complete, like, it's the perfect representation of the militarized police force.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like bullets, grenades,
assault,
you
rifle?
Know,
is
like,
there an assault rifle in there?
Like, it's very much like it is, you know, it is a mil. I wouldn't look at that and go like, man, that's a guy who's keeping peace in this city.
Right.
You know? I would look at that and go like, that's a guy who's kicking some ass and making sure that we don't get in the way. We don't disrupt the status quo or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, let me just, so everyone's clear, we're not calling for anything
bad. Now you're stoking. We're stoking here. We got to pull back.
I just said that we are not calling anything bad to happen to any kind of statue. But yeah, that's interesting. Speaking of the fair, just the other day they put out a post that essentially talking about, hey, the fair is coming up. Get excited. It's only however many days away.
It's like, what was that? Okay.
And there were some people who were like, hey, is the fair going to be happening, and how is it going to be, whatever. So And we had talked about this before, and it's probably a good question. Is the fair less than 100 days away? I'm reading it now. This was on June 30th. We're less than 100 days until opening day of the 2020 Big Fresno Fair. Who's excited? We know we are. Although the fair will look different, we're still looking forward to celebrating.
There's a lot in that look different.
Yeah. And then there were some people who asked, I don't think it's on this.
Unless they, yeah.
There were some people who were asking like questions like, hey man, like what does this mean? And it might have been on their Facebook page that they actually, you know, they were like, well, there's going to be some social distance thing. And,
how do you do that at the fair? I mean, yeah.
Here's the question. Fresno Fair happens. Are you going?
No.
I mean, do you go anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you
I might have missed a year here and there, but I at least go once a year. Usually.
At least once. Yeah.
This year. No.
Unless something drastic, you know.
Yeah.
Because between now and October, you know, I don't know, maybe they have a vaccine.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But if things continue, so everyone's like, this is a bad idea.
No, I don't. I could take the year off. I mean, this is what I've been trying to tell everyone. Like, we could, you know, aside from the essential people, and I understand, you know, people have to work, but it's like, we can take a year off from the NBA. You don't need to come back. Baseball, okay. You don't need to come back. Hockey, I love all those things.
Oh,
but
you're set. Hold up.
You don't need to come back this year.
Doesn't need to come back. I know you're a baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
You watch opening day. Take a holiday.
Yeah.
You're saying they don't need to come back.
I'm saying no, not this year. I mean, because for me, it's like the only reason. I mean, not the only, but a big reason to come back would be all the people that you know are in that work in that orbit of a professional team. That, you know, get paid $50,000 a year or whatever it is to work that job, and they need that job. Otherwise, those people are the only people I feel bad for. There's that, but the stuff that they're talking about coming back with baseball, NBA, and all that, they're just bubbling themselves off. So millionaires are getting to play and getting paid.
Right.
And nobody that really needs a paycheck is getting to work. So it's like, I don't need to see it that bad.
Yeah.
Like, right. It sucks for the Grizzlies. You know, the Grizzlies just recently announced that officially that you're not going to see any baseball in the stadium this year. Yeah. So it's like, I feel bad for the minor league system. I feel bad for the people that work around stadiums. And I don't feel, otherwise, I just don't. Billionaire owners telling millionaire players to play a sport is just like, it just seems so ridiculous to me as a sports fan, even. So,
right. That's good. That's good to know. I have no, I don't care about sports really. So, like, to me, it's, you know, come like whatever. Okay.
So get back to the fair. Like, I can take a year off from the fair. It's okay. It sucks for the people that rely on the fair for everything, it's easy for me to say that since I have no monetary involvement enjoyment or anything involved in it other than just going. So it's easy for me to just say, just take the year off, dude. But
this says we are moving forward with plans for the Big Fresno Fair, which will run October 8th to the 12th and the 14th. To the 18th.
Whoa.
So they're taking a day off.
They've never done that before.
The health and safety of fairgoers, staff, and community is paramount as fair management continues to work closely with Fresno County Department of Health to finalize operation plan. And then down here somewhere, it said something about 10 days, and then something. As to be expected, 2020 Big Fresno Fair will look different. How different or what exactly that entails is still being determined. But you will see face coverings, masks, and there will be social distancing among other adjustments to provide healthy and safe fare for the community. Fare management working closely with Fresno County Department of Health to finalize those plans that align with blah, blah, blah. As with everything, it remains fluid. Yes, there will be 9 days of live horse racing, and they are working closely with... So it doesn't say anything about... So apparently it's going to be 10 days as opposed to the normal 14 days. And... or 12 days or whatever it is. I can't remember what it normally is. But our fair board approved shifting to a 10-day fair to closely align with those days we have live horse racing to maximize the attractions available to fairgoers. As with everything, it remains like that and so forth. So, yeah. Well, my question, I mean, so if they're saying social distancing, that's also going to mean capping attendance. You know, they're going to have
right.
No way that, you know, Saturday night or whatever, a normal fair Saturday. I should look at the dates. Let's see. A normal fair Saturday with normal, however normal people, like there are times where you can't walk the midway because there's so many people. There's no way that's going to be social distancing unless you... unless you take down,
yeah, there's gonna be a lot less people in there. So I guess maybe it would be easier with less people in there. But yeah, you're walking through the midway. It's
on a Saturday night. No way. There's no way that you can't be. And I mean, mask or whatever. But let me see something for a second.
I mean, I like corn dogs, but jeez.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot of people like, oh my God, you just want to make money. Well, yeah, they kind of have to. Okay. So 8 to 12. Let me look at this. So it's going to run 8 to 12. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then they'll have Tuesday off. And then they'll run Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So they cut off 2 days. So a month, because normally they run like a full 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're starting. Yeah. You know, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see what they do with the music.
I didn't think about that. Boy, that would be the first time there would be live music in town, right?
Could be. It could be. Right now, the only, I mean, big stuff, you know. So right. There are places, there are like wineries, outdoor kind of places that have been booking.
Oh, okay.
So there is some of that stuff. But like in terms of a venue, like an actual like concert kind of thing, that would probably be the first. I've seen... Every place else is booking for 2021. You know, the Save Center has announced a couple of things in 2021. Table Mountain had just pushed their concert series to 2021. Mm-hmm. So that this could be the first big music thing. But again,
have they announced any bands at all?
They had announced. Let's see if I can find it. It was only like one or two, and it was really like not anybody, anybody too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Because then they got to deal with, I can see some artists being like, no, we're not doing, you know, I know we booked that, but we're not doing that show.
So they have Becky G, I don't know, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, who I saw when he came to the fair, I don't know, years ago. He was awesome. Ezra Ray Hart. So this is the super group. This is the super group that's better than Ezra, Sugar Ray, and Oh, tonic. They do.
Wow. Oh, boy. Yes. use that term supergroup very loosely there.
Yeah. So it's Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray, Kevin Griffin of Better Nezra, and Emerson Hart of Tonic. So they're playing. Yeah. And then the Isley
Brothers. Oh, I hope they don't cancel.
And then the Isley Brothers are also. So, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. It'll be interesting. That's the thing. You know, my AC/DC cover band was slated to perform. And I think we passed. We were just like, well, man, we're just going to. We'll come back in 2021.
Well, you're gonna play that that middle part, that little.
I think that was.
What's
it.
That? We're the grandstand or whatever it's called.
I don't know if it was where exactly it was, but it was on one of the stages, one of the bigger stages there, and it was a pretty decent payday too, you know. But we just kind of were like, none of us were really well. There, a couple of the guys were like, I really, you know, I'm ready to get back to playing, but I'll do what everyone else wants to do, which was kind of like, that's where I don't want to, right now, I would feel weird having a show and like trying to get people to come out. Like, that would be weird. Why am I doing this? So I'm like, I can kind of take it or leave it. In October, you know, hey, things might be different, but
yeah,
kind of the rest of the band was just like, it's not really worth it. Who knows if we're even going to be able to get together and practice between now and then or whatever. So, anyway.
All right. Well, anything else? What else has been happening, man? Not much else that.
No, I mean,
you just stay at home, you know, and work.
There's been budget stuff
at cities
following well enough. I probably should be following that more. And you made a good suggestion that maybe we do this in the future. We get Andy Hansen Smith on here.
Got to follow Andy on Twitter if you want to see.
Everyone needs to do it, man. Yeah, that's how I follow anything that happens, like any of the government stuff, because he's there and live from all of it, and it's really cool. So I think they did pass the advanced peace thing. They're giving money for the advanced peace, the gun.
Okay.
It's a gun violence kind of program that puts money into fighting gun violence in a different way. Kind of restorative justice kind of thing. And then I think there were some parks kind of stuff that won out, that got some funding. So I kind of feel like there was some there, it didn't make like big, you know, cause it's kind of, I think it's like one of those kind of boring things like that. You kind of, you have to, someone like Andy, who's like really into it. And I mean that in the best possible way, because we need like that.
Right.
But if you're not, it's just kind of like, what are they even talking about for the seventh hour or whatever?
Right.
So, and then a lot of it's like, you know, how they're going to be spending the COVID relief funds and that kind of stuff too. So, which there was a interesting piece of info in there where, Bredefeld voted to kick some money to Southwest Fresno.
Yeah, right.
Like,
that's that day that my Twitter feed was very confused on that day. they were like, go Bredefeld?
What is happening here? You know, that made me actually go like, what is, so obviously dude does understand that these things can be helpful. Like, what is going on? So it made me kind of go like, well, dang, I shouldn't just like write him off completely. Because, you know, maybe he's capable of, you know, some good, like rational thoughts on things. So, now you still should have been wearing a mask. Sorry that you can't breathe.
Please, everyone, just like, stop making the mask up. Why does it have to be politics? It's humans. We're just humans. Wear a mask.
Right. Well, because it's like, so weird. Because, look, everywhere else in the world, you know, where they have terrible air and stuff like this, people wear masks.
Right.
And it's no big deal. No big deal. Anywhere else in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are the only country in the world who would ever think that masks would be weird. Like, you know, that it would be anything other than, like, of course you wear a mask. Like,
mm-hmm.
anything other than that. Every place else in the world, it's like they wear masks all the time. They're on the freaking subway or whatever.
Right.
They're jammed and they wear masks. So that's what you do because you don't want to die, mm-hmm. you know? But for some reason, we have to be like, well, of course, that's just the liberal left trying to control your life, you know? Or, and look, if they were trying to control your life, man,
but they would
that's
be
a low entry would, point. For
them, yeah, you know? Right. And they would be getting something out of it. Like,
right.
just look at, like, nobody gets anything out of you wearing a mask. I mean, people do get out of it because it's, we're healthier, we're safer. But, I mean, right. nobody's like, ha, 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 I've got the masks on. I mean, I've said this before, but it's like...
It's the slippery slope, okay? If they can dictate that you got to wear masks, then they can dictate that you got to listen to NPR and watch PBS.
Yeah. Well, you should be listening to NPR, but...
And donate, Biden or whatever. Or I don't know.
Support a newspaper or something.
Yeah,
something
right.
evil.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a crazy thing, but hopefully we'll be done with that. Although I have to say, I don't want to trash talk on cities, but I went down to Visalia recently and just driving around, and I was very safe. I just went to the place I needed to be, did my thing,
mm-hmm.
or as I could be. I mean, it was, but as I'm driving around, there's people out, you know, doing stuff that they're doing out and about, walking around, whatever. Not one person had a mask on.
Dang.
Not only did they not have masks on, like, they didn't have masks. They didn't have masks, you know, so.
Right.
A lot of times around here, you know, you
people
go out.
People were half-ass wear.
There's people with masks, but there's also people that have masks hanging around their neck. This is what I do a lot when, like, I'm walking and there's no one else.
Yeah, yeah.
Close. I'll just have it off and then I'll put it on. Like, okay. No, there was no, not no, even no. Matt, no one holding a mask. No one, there was no mask to be found. I was like, wow.
And Tulare County is one of the worst in the state. And the state's right. one of the worst in the country.
Although
so.
I think, so Tulare County is one of the worst for deaths. I think they're, Fresno County has just tore past them in terms of case count, which is, rightfully so, because we're obviously we have a higher population, but we just booked right past them. So we're Fresno County is king. Tulare County has more deaths, and so that's kind of troublesome. But anyway,
fun.
Yeah, there is good stuff happening here in town, though, still all the time. I'm almost positive of it. Irma from Bitwise keeps getting recognized in four on four.
I wonder how, like, Bitwise, a lot of Bitwise is, you know, sort of office space and all this stuff. And it seems like a thing I've been seeing a lot of is just how people are figured out, like, oh, I can just work. Turns out I don't need to be spending thousands of dollars on an office space anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, I wonder how that, it's probably too early to tell, like, how the office space market is now, but it's I would think it would be like, ooh.
Right. Well, but I mean, so Bitwise, they did a really smart thing was where, you know, they sort of pivoted and they started helping the states with their COVID-19 response website. So, you know, that
mm-hmm.
whatever the California one is, I can't remember what it's called. But they almost immediately partnered with the state of California and they created this website. I think it's, I can't remember what the URL is, but essentially it's like you know, if you get are laid off or, you know, whatever, you need resources for COVID-19, you go to this website and it's all there. And then, you know, Colorado, New York, I think there's, you know, I don't know, there's a bunch of states now who have, you know, jumped on board, and it's all sort of Bitwise kind of laid the foundation, so to speak, with on the technology side, you know, the software side, the backing or whatever. So I think that's why they're getting so much positive press right now, is because they're doing a lot of that kind of stuff. So a lot of support, like support services for COVID-19, mm-hmm. and a lot of like, you know, on the tech side. So anyway, it's cool. They're doing some really cool
stuff. I'm really thankful we have Bitwise in town. And
yeah, I mean, I think it's been great. And it's been really cool to see what they have done.
Irma and Jake were in, was it Inc? Magazine? It was Inc.com or Inc. Magazine, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah. The last one I saw was Forbes.
Forbes. Maybe it was Forbes I'm thinking of.
No, I mean, because there's been several. there's been several lately. And I think Inc. Was one of them. But anyway.
They're in Forbes. I mean, that's pretty big.
Well, I think, I don't know. I don't really have anything else unless you have anything else that you...
Oh, man. I'm good. Just going to get through this July. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Fun. Nothing to look forward to. I wish there was like, there's something to look forward to.
Nope.
In August, but there's really just... There's
unless
not.
You got a cabin or something.
Right. Right. Yeah. Try to. I don't know, man. It's, you know, like I have some friends who have just been traveling, you know, up over to the coast, like to Santa Cruz or whatever, mm-hmm. and just out and, you know, trying to be safe, but just doing that kind of thing. So, you know, and I think that's good. I think it's like, you know, you got to do something because you can't just sit around all the time.
For sure.
You know, you got to do something. But all right. On that moment.
Plug it up.
You want me to run with it?
Go, man. What the hell?
So I have a couple of bands. Obviously, not a lot. But
I can go to your Bandcamp page. And
yeah, yep, you can. And I think the Striking the Originals will have some new songs coming out soon. We sort of found some time to, as safely as possible, record mm-hmm. a couple of tracks. So, including an REM cover.
Oh,
think about it. Yeah. We put a little bit of.
I wonder which song that could be.
It's not the one you
said. Oh.
Although that might be interesting. So we'll probably have some stuff there, some new stuff there coming out. And then the rest of my bands, you know, whatever. My day job at the Fresno Bee, I would, you know, tell people if you're interested in local news, that's the place to be. There's, you know, I am consistently awed by the stuff that's coming out of the Fresno Bee, like really cool stuff, not stuff that I do. I mean, like, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or not, whatever, you know, but lot like all of my coworkers, they're just, we have a lot of new blood that mm-hmm. just...
Yeah, they're actually able to hire people.
So our education lab is full up and our Fresno land lab is full up. And then we have two Report for America reporters who are doing just lots of cool, interesting stuff, telling stories that I don't think would be getting covered otherwise. So that's really cool. And, you know, it's cheapish, you know, but you know, at that it's keeping people in jobs and really like, making sure that we, you know, hold people accountable.
We got to have journalism, right? Exactly. You got to be able to hold the people. We can't rely on just the TV news to do all that. You know, they have a specific genre,
right,
that they report TV to, and
right,
and it's needed too, but we can't just have just them. You know, we need to have print journalism out there helping us and supporting the Friends of Bee is a big
digital print online, e-print or whatever. Mm-hmm. Those
I get the Sunday paper delivered to me.
Yeah. How is it?
It's good. It's not as big as it used to be, sadly, but
but Sundays, I think, you know, that's if you're gonna get. I mean, that's kind of the day. I think there's a lot in there. I want to say like Saturdays. No, there's no Saturday.
Yeah, Friday. It's basically a combined Saturday Sunday paper, which I mean, I'm for.
So for I think Friday is a big paper and Sunday is a big paper now because they've kind of stuff that would go Saturday now either goes to one or the other and there. Yeah.
And I enjoy it. I enjoy reading in the paper still. I'm old school, but
And then I have my other podcast I do, Aikido Discussed, which is a martial arts podcast where we talk specifically about Aikido, but a lot of other stuff. And that is a weekly thing, and you can find that wherever you look at podcasts. We're there. So that's it. What about you, Mike?
I still got to my blogs, the Fresnin.com.
Some good stuff on there.
been able to post regular as I have been since since the heady days of blogging where I was battling the beehive for who was posting more that day or something. And
those were the good old days, man. Between
I'd try to throw up like two posts a day just to get freaking posts up there and stuff. And
yeah, you had to do it. Yeah.
But nowadays it's like if you're a blog posting once a week, that's like a pretty regular blog, so I'm at least doing that right now. So my own little takes on things going on in Fresno, the Fresno.com, and then I have a beer one called MikeyTopBoard.com that
I gotta check that out.
Similar stuff, and then the podcast that other than Flowing with Famous says, get off my podcast. Here's a Ford show. We don't get to do those as much as we'd like, but we still do them when we can do them, which is usually about once every 2 months now. But
all
Harrison Ford related all content, Ford.
And there's plenty of it.
You're right. That's right. And and then the Perfect Pour. It's a weekly craft beer geek show. Comes out every Friday on the same thing you found Flowing with Famous. You can find the Perfect Pour.
And lots of cool stuff.
You can get some insider knowledge on what the doings-ons of the Taugascoya Beer Garden since Matt is on
there. And that seems like that's one of those places they went through.
Oh, yeah. They
went through a whole bunch.
They go through it all, man.
They went through a whole bunch to...
All the beer places are going through it,
I was down at Zach's and they were kind of, they did not reopen even though they could.
Right. They're very conscious. Zach, if you're worried about that kind of stuff at all, like Zach's is very, and not that Toyota isn't, they are too, but Zach's is very conscious about keeping everything clean and safe. So I do not worry about washing my Zach's beers when I go and get them.
Well, and Zach's, they have a first. They have a can. They have a can.
Yeah,
release,
they're finally canning,
a release that is a, what is the mango goza?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had it yet. I was planning on going.
It's nice. It's good. It's a little bit spicy, a little mango, a little spicy there.
Good. I have been taken by their finger guns, air hugs.
Yeah, whatever. Air hugs and finger guns.
Awesome beer. Probably my favorite right now, local. But anyway, so.
But yeah, everyone, support your neighborhood brewery place. If you're by Pine and Palm, if you live in Pinedale, go to Pine and Palm. And that's one of the other things. I mean, I know it's silly and maybe it's smart. I don't know, but like, I'm like trying not to go outside of my area of where the people, my neighborhood, where I'm like, I feel like I feel like mixing with my neighborhood feels a little bit safer than going to places I don't normally go to. So
I can get that. I
have not crossed the line into Clovis for, I can't remember last time I did. I guess probably for work I had to. But
So I went down to Visalia, you know, and like I went to the place I was going, but it was like a one, you know, direct line there, direct line home. But it still felt weird. It felt weird to be traveling like that, you know? So yeah, I'm very much the same way. I mean, I have like probably a larger sphere. But yeah, trying to keep downtown and that kind of stuff. So
nothing goes bad at Bullard and West because I'm in trouble if they
Bullard and West is done. They
just everyone stay out of Bullard and West.
Okay, well, is there anything else for the good of
we're good, man. Just keep safe up there.
Yeah, man, and you know, let's try to be good to each other.
Let's try that.
You know, because that's what it's gonna take. All right. Then I'll go ahead and count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.